charge Jinergy! Put in your booby rocks. Live your best life. Keep doing you.
That lady yelling at us.
Hey everybody, welcome back to this episode 78 of So Much Jinergy. I did that the other day. We were walking by someone in the airport and I went and oh no, we were walking outside and she did it back to me. She was like,
hilarious.
Nice. Oh man, good times. All right, Jeffy, got some fun stuff for you this week.
What you got?
All right, so last week on the episode by myself, because yep, it was a little bit late, it happens, I talked about Carol and Beth that I met on the airplane,
right?
And I wanted to share these other stories with you because we need to talk about it. So
yep,
one of them was telling me, they were talking about how they met their husbands, and Carol had been married again. This was her second marriage. Her first husband passed away. And then Beth had said she was recently remarried, or maybe they're just together. Maybe they're not married just yet. So they were talking about how they met each other's significant other. And I think Carol said that she met her now husband on Christian Mingle. And Beth said she had dated some guys on there, but like 2 days into Christian Mingle, she just kept getting dick pics, which she did not appreciate. Which I thought was kind of rude because, like, hey, here's my bodysuit, my birthday suit. Happy birthday. I guess if you're going to hide out and be sending those kind of pics. You know, and like super side note, nobody likes those. You know what I mean?
No.
Like,
no, yeah. Come on.
I know. Gosh, get
it together.
I was
trying to deal with that.
I know. Good night. So that was kind of crazy. And then Carol was building. So she was saying how they were waiting. They were building a house.
Right.
And she's like, well, now we live in a shouse. And I was like, I'm sorry, what is that? Is that like a shed house? And she's like, yeah, actually. So it's like a metal building that they turn into a house. And I guess, okay, it had a name called Shouse, which I thought Shouse was.
See, is it bigger than a tiny house?
Yeah, it's an actual house, but it's got a metal roof and metal siding.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it still finished walls, like insulated walls?
And, yeah.
I mean, you almost inside have to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Yep. Hmm. Yeah. And I think she lived in Idaho. So yeah. Oh, okay. But they lived in the camper during the pandemic and, you know, didn't choke each other out. So I was so asking her if that was like a shouse. To me sounds like a shanty house, like a, like,
yeah,
like
I was thinking a shower house. I was, yeah, thinking a shower house.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's what I feel like some of the people at the gym are like when they just sweat all over. I feel, uh-huh, like they're a shower house. Oh, instead of powerhouse. Oh, you're nasty.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. And then, when we were out there in Montana, Marshall had this shirt that was like a loose tank top. And then it had like a bow tie at the top. So the tank top's bright blue. And then it had a red and white bow tie with like, it looked like a fake suit, but it was like a tank top.
Right.
And it made me think of like 80s wrestling. And I was like, hey Marshall, buddy, what, who was your favorite wrestler? Who would you think, based on that shirt, who would he have said?
Andre the Giant or King Kong Bundy?
Oh, so close. Ultimate Warrior. Because, oh, remember, yeah.
Because of the tassels hanging. By the way, that's, I think hands down, he's my favorite wrestler of all time. Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior. Oh, yep, man. He had great hair, too.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
he
man.
Was, Yeah, he was Native American.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, good times. Oh, yep. King Kong Bundy. Yeah, he was a big dude, too.
Well, I only thought him because he had the unitard. Oh, yeah. Just the one strap, same right. as Andre the Giant.
Yeah, yeah. I'll yep. have to show you one of the pictures of Marshall's shirt. It was cracking me up. Nice. He's like, did you think my shirt looked like a wrestler shirt? I was like, well, it just had that kind of vibe on it.
I did not think that.
Right. It wasn't my first thought, but I was like, oh, that's a fun shirt. It looks like a wrestler. You right. look like a wrestler. And because he had like a fuzzy mullet going on. He's growing yep. out a mullet. And he kept flicking it around. Yeah. He's like, who wouldn't want this? You know, but...
That hair and that shirt, the whole pack.
He was keeping his options out there in Montana. He was looking nice. For a mountain lady. Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. And then there were, so when we were out there, we were talking about maybe getting, if there was time, we were going to get tattoos, like of a mountain scene or like something that represented like our fun trip together. Cause there was seven of us. And so we, my friend Jen and I, we had stayed at this hotel room an extra night. And just to repeat from the podcast, she was laughing so hard in the hotel room. Like she was, I think she was just like purging from the weekend of like lack of sleep and right. we were hungry. And do you remember being at sleepovers and when you lay down on the ground, you just cannot stop laughing?
Yeah.
Oh my God. She laughed so hard. She blew out the blood vessels in her eyebrow and in her eye. It looked like she had a black eye.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Okay. So Jen, we were looking up tattoo shops and I looked at one too fast. The original name was, Stick and Spoke, like a wheel. Probably. Yep. I took it as Stick and Poke, like a Stick and Poke tattoo.
Stick and Poke tattoo.
I was like, oh, maybe for like a blood donation, but I don't know if I would be attending that for a tattoo shop.
Stick I don't know if it was poke. Called Stick and Poke. It would seems like it just naturally would be like a mobile tattoo place. Like they yeah. roll up in a box
oh,
truck.
Yeah. Yeah. You know like, yeah. Just out of prison food truck.
It's a step up from that, but yeah, you know, not right. really settling down into a storefront, but we're still on the move. We'll come to you.
Right. Yeah.
Stick and Poke.
We'll tattoo you right in your driveway.
Right. You don't have to go anywhere. Don't waste your time in the commute.
Right. All right. And then while I was there, so I have wireless headphones. It's not like your earbuds, you know, it goes out to space and it comes back, but mine are like the big, huge, like sound, like kind of like yours, but are wireless.
I used to have those in an apartment.
Yeah.
I had an apartment.
Well, I had them for travel. And so I Bluetoothed it and I was doing like this meditation in the middle of the night, like listening to, cause I sleep with a sound machine. And it was just so quiet there. And I usually have it on like thunderstorm. So I'm listening to some video on YouTube at night. And all of a sudden it's like battery low, like right in my ear and scared the piss out of me. Oh my God. I was like, you bitty. I did not need that in my ear in the middle of the night. And then nice. I just was so tired. I fell back asleep and then she battery lowed me again. And a commercial came on YouTube about giving me an aneurysm.
Yeah, I used to listen to stuff on YouTube when I was going to sleep, like meditation things like that, the Babbling Brook or that.
Right.
But I had to quit doing that because the ads come in just like, wham.
Blasting
like,
you.
God, yeah. I can't, what the hell's going on?
Yeah. They'll blast in there with like a conference and everybody's screaming and I'm waking up thinking there's a fire or something. You know what I mean?
So
like,
I had to quit sleeping to that.
Whew, give me a heart attack.
Yeah.
And then they want me to pay for it.
Well,
nah, I'll opt out. Thanks. Then there was this guy. Okay. We were listening to Dave and Chuck, the Freak. Okay. The podcast from Michigan. And they were talking about this guy who they were playing a news clip from this guy that was, just really desperate. And he came up, stole a kid's bike, told the kid he would give him $20. The kid said no, so he pushed him off the bike, took the bike. Then he found a guy on a motorcycle and pushed that guy off the motorcycle. And then tried to take off with the motorcycle, but didn't know how to drive it. So he smashed it, ran into the grocery store and just was eating a bunch of ham. And so I was like, oh, shoot, is that guy a ham burglar? So stupid. Oh, me. Yeah. Well, that's what I had this week. Shannon got me this fun little pen. It's a corn dog.
It looked like a pickle.
It's a corn dog with mustard on it. Look at it.
Oh, nice. Can you swap the pen out when that one eats it?
Oh, I hope so. I don't know, but it's very squishy.
I can see that.
It looks like a hot dog bun.
Yeah, it does.
Well, the joke was actually because, like, speaking of Ultimate Warrior, I dressed up like a wrestler for Halloween, but it was like a one-piece bodysuit, so it looked like I just had, like, tattoos on my chest with just, like, underwear on.
Yep.
And Josh made me a sock that I filled in where my junk would be. Like, he stuffed a sock, and I just was going around bapping everything with my junk because I said, man, if I had a corn dog in real life, I'd just be bapping everything.
I do.
Yeah. So she bought me a corn dog pen. Nice. I should hit it with the, here, we'll.
It's hard not to. It's hard not to just bap everything. I know. With my corn
dog. Because you can't. Oh, God, no. You can bap, 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 bap.
That's what it sounds like when I hit it on the pans.
Keep your hands off my drumstick or my drum set. Yeah. How was your week?
Good.
Yeah?
Yep.
How are the chickens?
I was just going to leave it at that.
Oh.
The chickens are good. No. Worked on the garden. Let's see. Yeah, worked on the garden. Finished up a TV show I was watching this week, Breaking Bad. You ever watch Breaking Bad?
Oh, no, I did not.
Yep, I finished all that. Watched that. Finished it up. 5 seasons. I'm watching them all this week. It took me a couple weeks here. Yeah. But then found out last night that there was a movie. It's a Breaking Bad movie called El Camino.
Yep.
That kind of wraps up.
I'm saying yes because I heard about it.
Oh, that kind of wraps up some more stuff. So I had just found out about that last night. So I got up this morning, was going to work on the yard, but it was raining. So I'm like, well, it looks like I'm watching El Camino. So I watched El Camino.
Sweet.
Yep. I started listening to some audiobooks on YouTube, YouTube audiobooks.
Yeah.
But you got to kind of find the ones that are either like one part or maybe two parts and make sure that there's a second part.
Okay.
So far, I've listened to a handful of books, but only books that I've already read.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it's books I've read, like, even 10 years ago, I read a couple on, like, Harry Bosch, which is James Patterson books, or John Grisham or Mike McConley.
Okay.
Those, it's like all books I'm into, but I've already read most of them. So now I'm just listening to the audiobooks. But I started listening to The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, okay.
Which I've read that whole series back when it came out.
Yeah.
Stieg Larsson. And the first Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the only one I could find on YouTube, and it's like 12 hours long. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it just stops at 12 hours and it's not the end of the book. So now I got to go to the library, get the book so I could finish it.
Make you sick. You did not check for the second part.
Nope, not at all.
Do you like the person that read the book?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, because I find that if I don't like how the person sounds, I'm out.
Honestly, if it's a human, I'll listen to it. I found a few books I wanted to listen to that were books I've read, but it's like an automated person talking.
Oh, really?
Almost like Alexa or somebody.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-huh. It's like, it's too robotic. I can't listen to that.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't listen to that. I found that I like the ones, like, some people read them and they do different voices for different characters.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And one guy, it was getting me. It just was too much. Even like he kept going to this. It was the Street Lawyer, Michael McConley book, The Street Lawyer, it's called. And there's a stoner guy in it. And every time you could tell it was still the same narrator, but the narrator was a very proper guy. But he was really trying to do like the stoner, like, hey, man, like,
yeah, right.
Surfer bum beat, like beach bum surfer stoner. And it just was cracking me up every time he went to that voice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good times. We started listening to a few audiobooks on there.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's funny.
Yeah, not too bad. that's about it. Celebrated mom's birthday today. We had a cookout over there, played some yard games, played a new yard game called Battle Bags.
Battle bags.
It's like bean bag toss, but you're throwing them. And it's kind of like ladder ball where there's three different tiers.
Okay.
But on each tier, there's like these buckets that hang.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And as the beanbag goes in the bucket, it'll spin around the pole and it might stay in, might not. You try to knock other people's out.
Yeah.
But we picked that up for mom for her birthday. So we played that cornhole bullseye washers today, cooked out.
Sweet. Was it hot?
Yeah, muggy, but not too bad.
Okay.
Looked like it was going to rain most of it. It was like a 70% chance of rain all day, but it just started raining like a half hour ago finally.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Yep. So we ended up doing that. Got further this week in our PlayStation 2 hockey league.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Started the NHL season. We were not doing the actual 85, which I thought that's when I was thinking it's going to take us like a year to finish.
Uh-huh.
We're doing 58 games.
Oh, sure.
Yep. So we did. Okay. We played three of them on Friday night or Saturday night. That wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
Furthered ourselves in that. Also, this past week, we finished up season four of our Rectum Racing PlayStation.
Okay. Uh-huh.
With Chuck and Josh and Bob and myself. Okay. Chuck came in. Chuck's the champion for Wreckfest season four. Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck. Yep.
Josh came in second. Bob came in third. I came in fourth.
Oh, dang. What happened, yep. Jeffy?
I'm not sure. It wasn't my season. I had a lot going on. I couldn't make some of the races and just, gotcha. You know.
I do know that my sometimes they get told that that was a Jeff room. Apparently there's different.
I've never heard anything about that.
Oh, no.
I don't know what you're talking about. What does that mean?
I don't know. Never mind.
Probably a room of awesomeness is all I can imagine.
Yeah, that's it.
Circus music and awesomeness.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
But, yep, that's about what I got going. Cool. Restaurants are starting to open back up. Some restaurants have no workers, so they're going to strictly carry out.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Yeah. Tons of jobs up here. I mean, anywhere you turn, there's just people hiring, looking to hire left and right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So some restaurants are going back to carry out only and some are going to full capacity.
Nice. They just passed a bill here in Tennessee that they're going to allow to go alcohol for 2 more years.
Like, oh, allowing to go out. Alcohol. Like you can do carry out alcohol.
Like you can do carry out alcohol for 2 years.
Oh, nice. Hopefully that sticks and they just make something they make permanent.
I know. It's silly. You can already drive with alcohol in the car open. Like everybody else but the driver can be drinking.
Oh, no doubt. Can you get it delivered to your house?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I don't drink, so I'm not sure. Jeffy, I did feel super cool this weekend. We went to Tattoo Festival yesterday, and there's a restaurant downstairs, and then there's like an open spot upstairs where all the tattoo artists were, and they were allowing you to bring alcohol back up there. So Josh was getting a tattoo, and the guy was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. I don't know if that's supposed to be. I think you're just not supposed to come in wasted, right?
To get the tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So I went downstairs and I got to get an alcoholic drink, and it was like the first time I've ever ordered an alcoholic drink at the bar in my life.
Hell,
and I was,
yeah,
like, yeah. And she's like, okay, let me see your ID. And I was like, she's like, what the hell?
Nice.
Because I was just thumbs up in it real and cheesing real hard.
Nice.
Real,
yep,
hard.
We had a small bonfire the other day too. We had the oldest son, his girlfriend and her parents came over.
Oh, nice.
And we were going to play yard games, but by the time they ended up getting here, it was a little dark, so we just ended up having a bonfire.
Oh, okay.
But when I got up, Andrea was like, I was like, oh, do you guys want anything? They both had beer. They were like, yeah, I'll take a beer. Can you grab me another beer? I grabbed a beer. I sat there and drank it.
Felt cool?
Yep.
Nice.
First time I drank this year, and I had a beer.
A beer.
And then I went back to my coffee. I was drinking coffee before that. Then I had the beer. Felt like I had to with the girl's dad.
Yeah.
Yep. Then I went back drinking coffee.
Okay. Welcome back.
It felt good to live a little, though. I did feel like this is what it feels like. Sit around the campfire drinking beer.
Yeah. Real cool.
Yep. And then as soon as I drank it, took about 5 minutes. I'm like, there, I'm all left my coffee in the house. Let me get that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You ever wake up from a nightmare in a cold sweat, not recognize your surroundings? Then you realize it's not a cold sweat. It's the morning dew, and your surroundings are your ex-wife's front yard. The cool morning dew. Don't let it become the morning don't.
Well, I have some fun facts here. These are weird facts you never knew about laughing.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So, this is from Reader's Digest. I mean, you got to trust a Reader's Digest.
Right.
You know?
Of course.
Remember, they were like magazines that were like half the size?
Yeah, I got them in the mail for the longest time.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something somehow I signed up for, like when somebody gave me a free subscription at like FYE or something, or they were like pick three magazines you get for free. Somehow I got them for free for like a few years.
Yeah.
I like
them. I like it. So the first weird fact is humans laughed before they spoke. So it says, some scientists believe that laughter was used as a way for humans to relate to one another millions of years before they developed the lung strength for language.
Huh. I can see that.
It's the mechanism. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, a lot gets expressed through laughter.
Yeah. The mechanism of laughter is so ingrained in our brains that babies as young as 17 days old have been observed doing it. In fact, children born blind and deaf still have the ability to laugh.
Huh.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, they still have the ability to feel sad. They still have the ability to, you know.
Right. Oh, hang on. Because this part says the reasons, I'm clicking on this because it says there's a psychological reason you laugh at the worst times. So we were talking, okay. Because I had a friend like laughing at an inappropriate time. Like her mom was telling her this terrible story and she just busted out laughing. And she's like, I wasn't laughing because I thought it was funny. You know, I was like, oh no, I get it. Like, it's just, it's a reaction. Like you're trying to get it out there because you don't know to laugh, cry. Like, I mean, it's terrible. I almost got arrested for laughing at a car accident and it was not funny. You know what I mean? I don't know if I told you, I was racing down M24 with Melissa and a semi had just let off his brakes at where the old Kmart was.
Yep.
And so I sped up. I was going about 60 right there and I moved over and I thought she would have gotten behind me and she didn't. And she hit the back of the semi at 60 and it ripped the side of her car off. And I thought she just got killed, but I couldn't stop laughing. But it's not because I thought it was funny. I mean, because I thought I just saw her. Well. Yeah, no, crazy. Yep. So let me get back here in 1 second. Okay. Yeah, so laughing before we spoke. And then this part says, laughter is actually rarely tied to humor. It says that there was a study done that found out there was a scientific investigation done by Robert Provine, P-R-O-V-I-N-E, professor of psychology and neuroscience at the University of Maryland. He describes a study about laughter and it didn't take place at a comedy club. So he had graduate students listen in on normal conversations at local malls. And they found out that out of 1,200 laugh episodes, only about 10% were generated by a joke. So it's really a bonding function between individuals in a group.
Right. Show comfortness.
Yeah. Like, comfort, oh, I'm in it with you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's funny.
Bonding.
Yeah. Like, yeah, not due to a joke.
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm just trying to bond.
Yeah. We're bonding. Oh, yeah. We should do that next time somebody is doing something. Oh, it says this next fact, rats and monkeys laugh. So they actually have a tickle-induced vocalization. So it says they actually have sound that goes ho-ho or ha-ha. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I did know that. I think chimpanzees, orangutans, bonobos, there's a few different monkeys and primates that do actually vocalize laughter and generate it as laughter.
Yeah.
I didn't know rats, though. That seems weird.
I know. Can you imagine being like,
I know. Just, what are you laughing at? You're a rat.
I know. Rat. Maybe they were the ones that came up with who gives a rat's ass. That was probably them coming up with it and then passing it along to us.
Probably.
I don't know. So this other study shows that couples that laugh together stay together longer. And I talked about this before actually on one of my Facebook Live videos, that laughter controls our brains. So Sophie Scott, who I actually emailed and asked her to come on the podcast.
What? Oh, what'd she say?
It's radio silence. I don't know. She didn't say anything yet.
I'm sure she's trying to look at her schedule.
Yeah, she's chicken with it. She's a neuroscientist at the University College of London. And she monitored subjects' brains while she played laughing sounds. And she found that their premotor cortical region of the brain, which prepares the muscles in the face to move, was activated. So it actually makes you smile. So when you hear or see somebody else laughing, it actually, your brain tells you to smile.
No doubt.
Yeah. Except for like some of the little bitchy people I've seen at dinner that don't participate.
Well, you're going to get that every now and then.
Yeah, it happens. Triggered.
Yeah.
Laughing burns more calories than you think. So how many calories would you think you'd burn in 10 to 15 minutes of laughing?
150.
Ooh, lower, Bob, lower, 40. Oh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you actually burn 40 calories. And then when you stop laughing, it actually burns up to 45 minutes. It keeps burning for 45 minutes after you're done laughing. Yeah. I don't know why I'm like negative 120 pounds. I know it's beyond, that's a different study. Yeah. So it's talks about how laughter really is the best medicine, which then I say, let me be your drug dealer. Burp, burp, burp. Mom wrote that joke for me. She did. She? Yep. She said, if laughter is the best medicine, let me be your drug dealer. Yep. She sent it to me. That was funny. Or maybe she just wrote it down. I don't know. I can see it in her handwriting, though. So they talk about.
Mom had a good joke the other day when she called. She said, "You're adopted."
Me?
Nope, me.
Oh shit! Yeah, right. Can't be adopted. Is that why you're your favorite? Stupid.
I know. I look just like Dad.
I know. Can't even deny it. Yeah. And then this study I thought was super interesting says your sense of humor might be genetic.
Hmm.
Yeah, so they studied more than 300 people, and they have, there's like a shorter gene and a longer gene, and the people who had the particular gene long associated with study of the positive emotions, they found that that group actually was, they were able to laugh a lot more.
Nice.
Yep. It's... people with the long alleles are less sensitive to environmental conditions. All right. Alleles.
All right.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I mean, who wouldn't want a long allele? Whew! I know. So, yeah. So, that's some fun little facts about laughing there.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Good times.
When you were laying down the heat and giving it all you got, make sure you have on the best rubber you can. That's why here at Lane Rubber Tires, we only make the best tires. Because when you're pounding down on top of that asphalt or gliding down that dirt road, you should have only the best protection. Lane Rubber Tire.
All right, Jeffy, you got pep in your step this week.
Ben, I do. Nice. Nice, Jen. Nope. About a week ago, got last weekend, got the garden all rototilled up. This week, got the rows put in, got everything planted, got the fence mended. Yep. So I think that's been putting pep in my step. Also, I borrow my neighbor's rototiller. And then in exchange, I mow some of his property that eases over towards ours.
Okay.
But it's not really an agreement. It's just more of like a silent deal that I feel like we have. But I was over there borrowing the rototiller. And also he was asking, I was surprised they were back because they have a camper and they're usually out on the road for like a good month at a time.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah.
I'd seen they came back super early. And I asked him, like, Gary, what's going on? I said, why'd you guys return so quick? And he's like, oh, the cover blew off of our air conditioner on top of the trailer, on top of the camper. I go, what? And then his wife was like, tell him what happened, Gary. She's like, it started cracking. So he pulled the camper over. He goes up there and it was cracked because it's plastic and it's dry rotted, which is crazy because it's a new camper. I don't know how it got dry rotted that quick. And he got mad, yanked off the cover and threw it onto the road down below and it shattered. So they had to come home because they had nothing covering their air conditioner unit. And I'm like, oh, no doubt. I'm like, do you need me to make you one out of metal? And they're like, what? Like, yeah, I can make you something like that out of metal. So went up there, got a few measurements.
Yeah.
Made it at work for him, brought it over, and he was ecstatic.
Oh, dang.
Like, beyond, like, even I think he was blown away at like how badass it looks.
Yeah.
Just for an AC cover.
Cool.
Must have liked it a lot, because then he gave me his trailer hitch, asked me if I could extend that up an extra 11 and a half inches, because his spare, it holds a spare tire on the back of the camper. And when he hits the ditch, it digs into the yard. Oh, shoot. And then she's got a few flower boxes that she needs. And it just opened up a whole bunch of pep in my step.
Yeah, but you love that. So.
I do.
Well, that's funny. You're like, Jeff's sheet metal is available.
And when I took the
let me know your projects.
Over, I've talked to these people a lot, and when I've took him over the AC cover for the top of his camper, and it like fit perfect, which blew me away. I really didn't think it was gonna fit. I thought I was gonna have to modify it and stuff. Yeah. And he's like, "Is this what you do for a living? You make AC cover?" I go, "Gary, why would I?" No. No. I said, I build anything out of sheet metal. Anything that you can describe or measure, we can make.
Right. I've made a robot costume for Halloween, said, Gary.
No, Gary, this is the first time I ever had to make. He's like, this is the first one. Like, and it looked decent. I was excited.
Yeah. He's going to write your name on the Leonard board of announcements.
I hope not, because there's a lot of seniors around here, and something tells me that there's a lot of trailer repairs and flower boxes needed.
You're going to be the talk of town and Bunko.
No, but really that all stemmed from getting my garden up and running out there and things like that, because he was overworking on his at the same time. So
yeah.
Nope. So that's been putting pep in my step, that and helping the seniors on both sides of me this week.
Nice.
Yep.
Gary.
He's that guy mows his yard like twice a week. Can't even keep up with that.
Gary, calm down. Quit that.
I know. He's all right.
Dang. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, some pep in my step this week. Two fun things. We started a new show called The Magicians on Netflix. Really good. It's about, like, people that have powers that just didn't know, and, you know, how they can live their best life and, you know, really just, like, stepping into your power. So I know that
is
it's
like a reality competition show or is
no.
It?
No, it's a TV show. It's just a series. Okay.
I got you.
Yeah. So all these people, they like get taken into this like alternate universe. It's kind of like, it's almost like if you compare it to like Harry Potter, where they're like in another realm, you know, and then they have different challenges, but the guy thinks he's losing his mind because he can come out of there. And then he's in, you know, like a mental institute.
Right.
So yeah, nice. I think too, it just shows like we can literally be in our own prison. You know what I mean? When we're not doing what we should be doing. So,
right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So that, and then I have taken a break this past week from videos on Facebook to kind of get my content together, focus, you know, with my intention. And I've put together a 3-day workshop that starts June 4th, 5th, and 6th. And so it's going to help with overcoming anxiety, self-sabotage. It's going to help with getting you through anything that's holding you back in life. And it can be like self-doubt, lack of confidence, stuff like that. And so I've put together a 3-day workshop I'm excited about. It's $97. I'll put the link in the YouTube video, the podcast, and if you'd like to register. And I've opened it up where if you bring a friend with you, you get a $20 coupon code and you can get in for $77. That's a good little number.
Nice. Heck yes.
Yep. So yeah, just like really. So talking about stepping into like my power and stuff, really like helping heal people. And so that's really what I'm working on. I'm not to be like, yay me, but I'm pretty powerful. And I feel like just stepping into that healing energy and working with a group and one-on-one, you know, I do love that. So
excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
Yep. So, yeah. Well, good times, Jeffy.
All right, good times.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll see you next week.
All right, I'll be here.
Unpaid.
I like to think it's more volunteer, pro bono.
Oh, I said that real quick at work one time. I said, hey, do I get paid this week or am I volunteer? the guy worked for, he said, we're all volunteers. Get it? Because it's a volunteer state.
Tennessee, bitches.